Sewers, since we're talking about water quality. As was mentioned in the minutes from the last meeting, we're in a period where we have a special assessment of $350 a year per user to fund an enhanced maintenance program, mainly to replace pumps, replace electrical, new controls, stop leaks in some of the septic tanks, video inspect the sewers in the streets, and repair some manholes in the system. I spoke with Dewey Decker earlier this week. You may recall that the sewer system around the lake is managed by the sewer district. It's an extension of the town of Sanford. Dewey reports that the work that was funded under this special assessment is 99% done. And with those improvements, the number of repair calls to the lake have been drastically reduced. So the line item that they had in their budget for coming up and making repairs is starting to show a positive balance. To the point that it's his sense that the $350 special assessment does not need to continue after this year. So, you know, what will happen is that special assessment will stop, and the bills that you continue to get in 2015 will be at the level that it was before the assessment was added on. We still have to pay the debt retirement of the treatment plant improvements, the operation and maintenance of the treatment plant, and the operation and maintenance of the collection system around the lake. But the specific things that were to be funded under this special assessment are now complete. And it doesn't need to continue beyond this point. And just, if you remember the handout that Jim Bennett distributed when as a group, we decided that we needed to go down this road, just to refresh people's memories, The town was well along on fixing the collection system around the lake with a large capital project. Their engineers had started the design of new pumps because of handling this as a capital improvement project. You'd have to pay prevailing rate. It has all the bells and whistles of a state contract. Systems are replaced, they have to be compliant with current code, which means because it's confined space, they were going to have a rail system to lower and raise pumps so that people didn't have to go down in the system. And the sewer committee of this association, which is, by memory, it was Jim, me, Dick, Barb, Kuhn, you, Marie? Mm-hmm. You just went to the meetings because you were interested in sewers. We worked with the town, and Jim actually strong-armed the town into dropping the concept of a large capital project in favor of an enhanced maintenance program, where we basically just focused on the pumps, the electric, and the things that truly needed to be fixed. So had it gone the way the town had proposed, we would have been looking at added user fees of $1,100 a year for 20 years, because it would have been funded under a bond. And by wrestling it away, it was a few short years of $350 per person per unit per year. So if you're talking to people and they have difficulty paying their dues to this association, just let them know that had the association not stuck its nose under the town's tent, we would have been paying a lot more money, and there's a lot of value for the dues paid. Any questions on sewers?
No, but I think you should include that in your trying to recoup this money that the people who haven't paid.
I put it in the opening letter, and I did occasionally send it to people that hadn't paid, and it did help to nudge money out of a few people.
It did.